On the Pulse 2nd Edition, Level 3, by Catherine Macbeth and Michelle Crawford. Adapted by Silvia Carolina Tiberio. Copyright Macmillan Publishers SA, 2020. Published with authorization of Macmillan Publishers Limited. Start. Exercises 2 and 3. Page 5.
Hi, Chloe. Hey, I'm having a birthday party this weekend. Would you like to come?
That sounds great. I'd love to. When is it?
It's on Friday evening at 8 o'clock.
I'm really sorry, but I'm busy on Friday. I'm going to my cousin's engagement party.
Oh, what a shame. Are you free on Saturday? Maybe we could go bowling.
Yes, Saturday's fine. Shall we meet at 4?
Let's say 4:30. I'm having lunch at my grandma's, so I probably won't be back until then.
Okay, that's fine. How about meeting at the bowling alley in town?
Great. See you there. I'll text you if I'm going to be late.
Okay, no worries. Have a great time on Friday.
A good start. Exercise 1. Page 6.
1.
Go to parties. Go shopping.
2.
Hang out with friends.
3.
Chat online.
4.
Play video games. Play volleyball.
5.
Do water sports. Do yoga.
6.
Watch TV. Watch films. Watch football matches.
7.
A good
Listen
start.
To music.
Exercise 1. Page 7.
Positive adjectives.
Interesting. Fantastic. Exciting. Funny. Amazing. Impressive. Beautiful.
Negative adjectives.
Boring. Scary. Dangerous. Terrible. Sad.
Exercise 2. Page 8.
Mobile phone. Earphones. Charger. Social media. Posts. Games console. Files. The cloud. Online tutorials. Laptops. E-readers.
Unit 1. Exercise 4. Page 11.
1.
Log on.
2.
Look for.
3.
Look up.
4.
Call back.
5.
Catch up with.
6.
Find out.
7.
Set up.
8.
Turn up.
9.
Unit
Turn
one.
Off.
Exercises 6 and 7. Page 11.
Look, have you seen this app? It can identify any song you like, on the radio, on the TV, wherever.
Yeah? How does it work?
Well, you tag the song for 10 seconds. The microphone in your mobile picks it up, and then it looks for the song in a sort of enormous database, I think.
Really? Let's see. Let's turn on the radio and find out about this song, for example.
Okay, here goes. So, yeah, look, it tells you about the artist, see? And the song title and the album. It even gives you a link so you can download it.
Yeah, and a link to watch the video clip.
It's great, isn't it? And it's free.
But does it recognize all songs?
Yeah, pretty much. Apparently, there are more than 10 million songs in the Shazam database.
Wow!
What about you? What's your favourite app?
My favourite? I don't know. Well, here's one that's really useful. I downloaded it while I was preparing for my English exam.
Let's see. What is it?
It's called Sounds. It's great for practicing my English.
What does it do exactly?
Well, I use it to improve my pronunciation. You can record your voice and then compare it with the correct pronunciation. When I was revising for my exam, I used it every day on the bus while I was coming home from school. People probably thought I was crazy.
Let's see how it works.
Yeah, look. Tap on the symbol, see? And you hear the sound. Or tap and hold, and hear an example word.
Just.
Cool. It's great for your English.
Yeah. And then there are games and quizzes too. Oh, and the other app that I use all the time is WhatsApp. I message my friends all the time with it. Do you use it?
No, not really, because I use a different messaging service that all my other friends
use. Unit 1. Exercises 3 and 4. Page 14.
1.
Hello, and thank you for your call. All our agents are busy at the moment. Please hold, and we will connect you as soon as possible. By the way, did you know that you can do many operations online? Log on to our website at www.phonesforme.com.
2.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Is Lucy there, please?
Yes, I think so. Who's calling?
It's Kerry from school.
Oh, hi, Kerry. I didn't recognise your voice. Hold on a minute. I'll see if Lucy's upstairs. Lucy! It's Kerry on the phone.
Coming! Hello?
Oh, hi. It's Kerry.
3.
Dan! Hi there.
Hi, Simon. How's it going? Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, great, thanks.
Hey, I was wondering if you wanted to go swimming this afternoon.
Listen, can I call you back in a minute? I'm just buying something at the moment.
Sure, no problem.
Unit 1. Exercises 2 and 3. Page 15.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, I bought this charger yesterday. But there's a problem with it.
Oh dear. What's the matter with it?
I'm not sure, but it doesn't work properly.
Okay. Have you got the receipt?
Yes. Here it is.
Would you like to exchange it for a new one?
No. I'd rather have a refund if that's okay.
Yes, of course. Here you are.
Thanks for your help.
No worries.
Bye.
Unit 2. Exercise 1. Page 20.
Sunny. Cloudy. Foggy. Rainy. Windy. Snowy. Wet. Dry. Lightning. Cold. Warm. Hot. A thunderstorm. A blizzard.
Unit 2.
A storm.
Exercise 1. Page 23.
A.
Hurricane.
B.
Tsunami.
C.
Avalanche.
D.
Flood.
E.
Unit 2.
Earthquake.
Exercise 2. Page 23.
Last month there was a hurricane in my town. The winds were very strong. A tree fell down on our car and it was badly damaged. My mother lost consciousness and I was badly hurt.
Samantha, Dominican Republic.
We were staying at a hotel near the beach when we heard a noise. It was a tsunami. We were safe, but there was a big flood in the town and a lot of people lost their homes.
Harry, USA.
We were skiing in the mountains and suddenly there was an avalanche. We had a lucky escape, but the snow blocked our way. We got lost and it got dark.
Jean, France.
Last year there was a big flood in my city and the water covered the streets. My family and I took shelter in a community centre because our house was badly damaged.
Mark, Germany.
During the earthquake last week, all the houses and buildings were shaking. Some of them collapsed. Others were badly damaged. I ran to take shelter, but I fell and broke a leg. Luckily, I recovered quickly.
Mateo, Chile.
Unit 2. Exercises 4 and 5. Page 23.
Hello, and welcome to Mysteries of the Earth. This week we're talking about natural disasters. Did you know that there are some areas of the world where more natural disasters happen than others? For example, 75% of volcanoes are in the countries on the Pacific Ocean, like Japan and New Zealand. Most of the world's big earthquakes also happen here. And the USA has more tornadoes than any other country, over 1,000 a year. Some natural disasters happen more often than you think. For example, there's actually one earthquake every 30 seconds somewhere in the world. That's 2 a minute. However, most of these earthquakes are so small that we can't feel them. Unfortunately, sometimes one disaster can cause another one. For example, a tsunami sometimes happens after there is an earthquake in the middle of the sea. And a wildfire on a mountain can sometimes cause a landslide. We know that trees can stop landslides happening. That's because trees help to keep the earth in place. But when there aren't any trees, the earth can move more easily, and it can come crashing down onto a town or city. The big problem with many natural disasters is that nobody knows when they will happen. However, some people believe that animals can feel when a disaster is about to occur. There are many stories about animals behaving unusually just before a volcano or an earthquake. Dogs cry and birds stop singing, for example. Why does this happen? Who knows? Maybe they have a special ability, which human beings don't have, to understand how nature works.
Unit 2. Exercises 4 and 5. Page 26.
Today, it is very cold in Scotland, the north and south of England, and in Wales. Snow is falling, and there is deep snow lying in some parts of the country. It is more than 1.5 metres deep in some places. There are blizzards in the south of England. The heavy snow has made conditions on the roads very dangerous, and many trains are not running. Some roads are blocked by snow, while other roads are very icy. The police have asked people not to travel by car if their journey isn't important. 20 people spent the night in a local sports centre when blizzards on the M25 motorway closed the road. The weather will get better tomorrow, but it will remain very cold until the weekend.
Unit 2. Exercises 2 and 3. Page 27.
Hi, Chris. Guess what happened last night during the storm?
I don't know. What happened?
Well, I was watching TV when I heard a loud noise.
What was it?
A huge tree fell down in our street. It fell in our garden.
No way! That's terrible news. Was anybody hurt?
No. Luckily, everybody was okay. We were all inside because of the awful weather.
Great. I'm really pleased about that.
Well, I've got some good news too. A reporter from the local TV station came and interviewed us about what happened. I'm going to be on TV tonight.
Wow, that's amazing. I'm definitely going to watch it.